Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 205, and I'm recording this on December 17th, 2009. Well, most of us are wrapping up the first semester. You know, we have 2 days next week. We have Monday and Tuesday after this weekend, and then we're wrapping it up for the first semester. And I know that typically the holiday break is kind of a chance for teachers to kind of refresh themselves a little bit, take a little bit of a break. Today, I'd like to talk about one thing that you could possibly do over the extended break of the holiday season, and that is to look towards the summer a little bit and possibly apply for one of the many workshops that's available to history teachers. Now, if you listen to Speaking of History over the years, I have done some podcasts about these summer sessions before, but I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the opportunities available for the summer of 2010, and I just wanted to kind of start by talking a little bit about my own personal experience with these workshops. I'm going to talk about basically two types of workshops. I'm going to talk about the Gilder Learman workshops, and then also some from the Landmarks of American History and Culture workshops from the NEH as well. I have been able to participate in one of each of these seminars. 2 years ago in the summer, I went to a summer session of the Gilder Learman Teacher Institute, and 2 years ago I went to the Lincoln one in Gettysburg, and it's an amazing experience. I'd never been to Gettysburg before, and really was able to dive into a lot of different topics about Lincoln, and then of course we're right there with the battlefield. Even went into Washington, D.C., did some experiences during one of the days of the workshop. So that was my Gilder Learman experience, and then I also attended one of the NEH workshops, and that was in Philadelphia the same summer, and that was with the National Constitution Center. So I have been to one of each of these, and I can say that they both were amazing experiences. As teachers, there's not many times when we can really sit down for about a 4 or 5 day period and just really dig really deep into something that we're going to bring back into the classroom setting. And there's a lot to be said for physically being in the place where history has happened as well. I know David McCullough talks a lot about the physicality of, you know, when you're actually at a place and you can kind of visualize it in your own, you know, mind, and you can really, you know, bring something back, whether it's pictures or it's a story or it's something that somebody did there. Once you bring that back into your classroom, it definitely improves your position as a teacher to present that to students and to other people. So I wanted to talk just a little bit about some of the possibilities this summer, and I do plan on applying for a couple of these myself, and hope that I'm able to go again this summer. Obviously, things have gotten extremely tight as far as budgets and school finances, things like that, and these are opportunities where they make it available for you to be able to go and experience some of these workshops. So real quickly, just to kind of talk a little bit about the application process, first I'm going to talk about the Gilder Learman workshops, if you want more information about this, I'm going to have it on the link on the webpage, but basically it's at gilderlearman.org, and that is GILDERLEHRMAN.org. And the deadline for these applications for the summer of 2010 is February 15th, 2010. And for many of these, they provide a stipend for you to be able to provide travel expenses. The Gilder Learman workshops, and again, double check on all these facts and information, but I'm just going by what I've been able to read in my experience. The Gilder Learman ones basically provide you money so that you can provide your own transportation to and from the site. And then once you're there, they provide most of the meals and the lodging and things like that. So again, Gilder Learman deadlines are on February 15th, 2010. And they do have some that are specifically for just elementary or middle school teachers and things. So go ahead and check their information out. But they've got a couple dozen workshops throughout the country, some amazing opportunities. One that I'm thinking about applying for and I'm pretty excited about is for elementary and middle school teachers only. And that is George Washington and the American Revolution at Mount Vernon. That would be an amazing week to spend there. And I have talked to quite a few teachers that have done workshops at Mount Vernon, and they've all just been glowing about their experience that they've had on site at Mount Vernon. So that would be a great opportunity. They have some at the University of Virginia in Monticello, talking about the Declaration of Independence and the international impact that that document had. And I'm just going through a couple of them here. The American Civil War, Origins and Consequences, Battlefields and the Home Front. That's at the University of Virginia. They've got a couple at Gettysburg College. Abraham Lincoln and His World by Alan Gelzo. That will be at Gettysburg College. And then they also have at Gettysburg College Lincoln, Private Man, Public Leader, and that's by Matthew Pinsker, will be the person that is leading that workshop. So amazing opportunity to listen to two individuals that really, really are considered experts in the field of Lincoln at Gettysburg College. Can't really get much better than that. The Heir of George Washington, that's at Brown University, and that's by Gordon Wood. Again, if you... If you're a history teacher and you're listening to these names, you're like, wow, you know, I've read books by those individuals. If I could sit and listen to them talk for a week, that would be amazing. Some other opportunities. They have one at Amherst College. That's on John and Abigail Adams. That's by Joseph Ellis, another amazing American history author that I've read several books of. They have one at James Madison's Montpelier, and that is by Carol Burkin and Fritz Fischer, From the Founding of a Nation to the Crisis of a Union. And that's another one that's only for elementary and middle school teachers. So an opportunity to listen to Carol Burkin speak there. And then Teaching Digital History, that is down at Rice University by Stephen Mintz. And that'd be kind of an interesting opportunity if you're really looking for ways to maybe increase your use of digital resources in the classroom. Definitely go ahead and check out the resources there. Tons and tons of opportunities. The Gilded Age, that's going to be at Stanford. There's one on the Middle Passage, a shared history of the transatlantic slave trade. That's actually one that's in Liverpool in the UK. So they do have some that are outside the United States as well. North American Slavery in Comparative Perspective. That's at the University of Maryland. So just tons and tons of opportunities for you to really dive into some of these topics in American history. And again, those are all Gilder Lehrman workshops. Excellent, excellent people at Gilder Lehrman. If you've ever been to their website, they have a podcast. Everything that I've ever done that's associated with Gilder Lehrman has completely been first class. So you can't go wrong with any of those workshops. The second type of workshops I want to talk about today are through the NEH, and those are called the Landmarks of American History and Culture. And like I said, I was able to go to one of these as well, and that was the one at the National Constitution Center. And the way that they typically do their awards for their workshops is they give you a sum, and many of these places you stay at a hotel or someplace on a campus or something near the place where the workshop is. And then they typically grant a larger amount of money. I think typically it's about $1,200. And then that stipend covers your living expenses, books, travel, those types of things. So it's a little bit different structure than Gilder Lehrman. You're paying for a little bit more of your lodging and things like that out of that stipend. The deadline for these is March 2nd, 2010, and that's 2 weeks earlier than in previous years. So if you're someone that likes to apply to these, just know that they've moved up the deadline a little bit for the NEH ones. But I wanted to talk just a little bit about some of these. It kind of seems like they've really expanded a lot into the western part of the United States. And, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so I really enjoy going to the East Coast and going to some of these places that I talk about in my class throughout the year. But they do have quite a few that are actually further west this year. So I just want to kind of mention several of these. They have a great one on Abraham Lincoln and the Forging of Modern America that's in Springfield. So you're doing all the activities right there around the Presidential Museum and Library and New Salem and all kinds of places like that. They have one called The American Skyscraper, Transforming Chicago and the Nation. So you're doing a lot of things right there in Chicago about skyscrapers. So if you're doing anything with historical architecture, that would be an amazing one. America's Industrial Revolution at the Henry Ford Museum. And I know somebody that was at that last year. They said that was extremely interesting to learn about the Industrial Revolution through Henry Ford's contributions. Building America, Minnesota's Iron Range, the United States Industrialization, and the Creation of a World Power. That one is at Virginia, Minnesota, so that'd be really interesting, especially if you're teaching about industrialization from kind of the Midwestern perspective. They have one called Contested Homelands, Knowledge, History, and Culture of Historic Santa Fe, and that is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. One that is close to home for me, and I'm considering possibly trying to apply for, Crossroads of Conflict, Contested Visions of Freedom and the Missouri-Kansas Border Wars. And some of these places are very close to my hometown. It's right here in the Kansas City area. But I would love to devote just 4 or 5 days to listen to people at some of these various sites talk about things that I teach to great length in my own 8th grade American history classroom. So places that are going to be included on that, you've got historic sites in Lawrence, Kansas, Westport, Missouri, Watkins Woolen Mill, Jesse James Farm, Steamboat Arabia, all kinds of things in the Kansas City area. So that one is a particular interest to me. Another one is At the Crossroads of Revolution, Lexington and Concord in 1775, and that, of course, is right there in Boston. That would be an amazing one. I was in Boston this past summer and just loved Boston. I would love to be able to really spend about 4 days just focusing on that. Empires of the Wind, Exploration of the United States Pacific Coast West, that's out in San Diego, and includes the Maritime Museum of San Diego. And I was out there a couple years ago, and that was a great experience to learn a little bit about some of the ships and things in the early part of the United States history. The Hermitage, Andrew Jackson and America, that's in Nashville, Tennessee, learning a great deal about Andrew Jackson at the home of Andrew Jackson. One that I've always thought would be pretty cool because I've never been in that part of the country, Inventing America, Lowell and the Industrial Revolution, and that's at the Lowell National Historic Park, learning about some of the early factories and industrialization. I think that'd be a really cool one to attend. James Madison and the Constitutional Citizenship, that is in Orange, Virginia. So I'm doing some things with the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier. Jump at the Sun, Zora Neale Hurston and her Eatonville roots. That's one I'm not real familiar with. That's through the Florida Humanities Council, and that's in Winter Park, Florida. Molly Brown and Western Biography, A Look at Life and Legend. That one is in Denver and goes to like the Buffalo Bill Museum and Gravesite in Golden, Colorado, Matchless Mine, Molly Brown House Museum, all kinds of cool places in the Leadville, Colorado area. The Most Southern Place on Earth, Music, History, and the Culture of the Mississippi Delta. That's in Cleveland, Mississippi. Not Just a Scenic Road, the Blue Ridge Parkway and its History. That's in Boone, North Carolina. The Problem of the Color Line, Atlanta Landmarks and the Civil Rights History, and that is in Atlanta. A Revolution in Government, Philadelphia and the Creation of the American Republic. That is one that I actually attended, and that was a great experience. You're right there in the heart of Philadelphia, and you're doing a whole bunch of different tours of some of the areas around the Constitution Center, and I just had an amazing time, and I met some great people there, and I would highly suggest that one if you've never been to the National Constitution Center, or if you just want to learn a lot more about that time period in Philadelphia. A second one in Philadelphia is called The Rising People, Benjamin Franklin and the Americans. And that one is also in Philadelphia. The first one focuses a little bit more on the Constitution. This one focuses a little bit more on Franklin. But either way, you'd have an amazing time in Philadelphia. Seeking the center place, the Mesa Verde cultural landscape in Pueblo Indian homeland, that is in Cortez, Colorado. Shifting Power on the Plains, Fort Robinson in the American West. This is at Crawford, Nebraska at Fort Robinson. And I'm a native Nebraskan, and I spent a couple of vacations up in the Crawford area at Fort Robinson. And that would be a great one if you're learning about, if you want to learn more about like the Great Plains and the Indian Wars and things like that. Very, very cool place out in western Nebraska at Fort Robinson. Stony, the Road We Trod, Using America's Civil Rights Landmarks to Teach American History. That's in Birmingham, Alabama. So, again, tons of things you can do with the Civil Rights Movement through that experience in Birmingham. Another one that is from Missouri, Wilson's Creek, How a Forgotten Battle Saved Missouri and Changed the Course of the Civil War. And this one is one that I would really like to go to at some point in the future. Wilson's Creek is a major Civil War battlefield here in Missouri, and I've never been able to really go down and visit. And so that one is one that I'm also very interested in, especially with Missouri history and learning a little bit about local history. So those are some opportunities for you. Those are all the NEH ones. And again, the deadline on those is March 2nd, 2010, and that's 2 weeks earlier than they have in the past. So if you have a little bit of time over the Christmas break, go ahead and do an application. They're not super extensive. I mean, basically they're all online, and you fill out information about yourself, describing a little bit of why you might want to attend some of these different experiences. But as someone that's gone to each of these in the past, they both really, really impacted my teaching and able to bring a lot back to my classroom when I returned. And, you know, that was 2 years ago, and I still find myself constantly thinking about my experiences and then using my experiences in the classroom from those two different activities. So a little bit of homework over Christmas break, but when you're sitting in the sun and you're in, you know, Philadelphia and you're hanging out and you're thinking about, wow, you know, how can I be so lucky to be here? All the little work that you did to fill out the application back in the wintertime definitely pays off. As always, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com, and our website is available at www.speakingofhistory.com, and you can also leave a comment on the blog post. Maybe you have been to some of these workshops and you'd like to recommend one, or you'd like to share a little bit about your experience. You could always email me personally, but if you add a comment to the blog, then everybody can kind of share in that experience, and everybody can kind of see what other people have done in the past. So, as always, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.